welcome back to Aware. Hi, this is Lisa Garr. So George Nori is joining us. He's the host of the world-acclaimed coast-to-coast radio show. It's heard in Los Angeles on another station, on KFI, actually, from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. on weeknights. Welcome back to the show, George.
Hi, Lisa. My pleasure. Hey. Always fun to be back with you.
Oh, yeah. We're always doing interesting things here on Aware show, as you are as well. I've been listening to some of your shows lately, and you're really getting into some of the kind of the similar topics with HeartMath Institute. I listened to that interview. That was great, and you're talking. And I think you've always been interested in, always in your own personal life, been interested in this. But it's coming through a lot more on the airwaves now, and I'm loving that.
Well, I decided about a year and a half ago, Lisa, to start expanding the coast-to-coast base. You know, when Art Bell developed it, and did just an absolutely tremendous job. It was primarily all paranormal all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, originally he was a political talk show host, and then he changed it into the paranormal.
Same thing.
And when I took over, that's right, when I took over in 2003, Art and I had a conversation, and he said, George, make this your own. Put your own identity on it. When you get to the point where you think it's time to make a change or some kind of evolution, do what you do is best. And as I got into it, I realized that there was a huge audience out there that was interested not only in ghosts and UFOs and Bigfoot, but also alternative health, conspiracies, politics with a twist, not what you get in mainstream.
Right.
And, you know, the Illuminati, Big Brother, One World Government. So I started pushing the program into these various facets. In addition to that, I did another thing, and we're going to feature it tonight on the program, and that has to do with interviews with famous inventors or people who have just done incredible things. And my guest the first hour for a little bit tonight will be David Orrick, the guy who marketed vacuum.
I have one.
Yeah, I have got two.
Pound Orrick.
I mean, so it's fantastic to do things like that. And so
I love that.
We're having a great day. And also because we're in Los Angeles,
yes,
we'll bring in a star or two or a celebrity to talk about their own life. I had Pamela Anderson on a few weeks ago. Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top is met in. Pat Boone, Billy Mumy, the little kid who was on Twilight Zone, who's not a kid anymore.
Right, right.
Johnny Crawford, who played Mark in The Rifleman.
Now, how are your listeners receiving this? Because I
they
know they're hardcore fans.
They absolutely love it. I mean, there's that small part that wants paranormal all the time.
Right.
But I've got to tell you, Lisa, around the country, we are the highest rated show in our time slots in Los Angeles. We just dwarf everyone else, thank God.
That's congratulations on that.
It's good. And, you know, and in some other cities, you know, there's so many radio stations here in L.A., for example, to carve out double-digit shares, as you well know,
wow,
is just unbelievable. And our staff has...
I don't even think Oprah does that, George.
That's true. I mean, we did a 30 share in Albany, New York.
Wow.
I mean, so, you know, we've got a great team here, and the philosophy seems to work. And so that's what we're pushing. And I don't know what the next edge will be in a few years, but I'm always looking for that different angle to just keep pushing the envelope a little bit more.
Well, that's fascinating, and I love that you're doing that. Now, have you noticed any themes coming through where either through listeners or through guests where they start to bring in types of concepts? I sometimes, these things just drop right out of the cosmic universe, and guest after guest after guest will start talking about the same thing, unrelated to each other. They haven't published or written about it anywhere else, but it starts coming through in the interviews. Does that happen to you too?
Yeah, it does. And as a matter of fact, we get a lot of story ideas from open line callers who will call in about some episode or something happened. You know, when we broke the Dubai port story a year ago, the ports that were going to be taken over by the United Arab Emirates company, Dubai Ports World, that came as a simple email that I got from a listener.
Wow.
Who said, hey, I heard this.
You're kidding.
And there have been some other things that we've done. We just had Jerome Corsi on, who writes for WorldNet Daily, and he broke a story on our air. It had already been on the smaller alternative media outlets, but in terms of a national network exposure, a presidential directive, which allows the president, in a time of calamity, and the definition of a catastrophe calamity is just about anything he wants, to be able to instill himself in office and cancel elections if he wants to.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, and nobody should be given that kind of power.
Nobody heard of that.
No, they didn't announce it. He just signed it and kind of just pushed it in. So, of course, he, you know, watches things like that, and he got the story from someone who emailed him.
Oh, my
goodness. So I think what we're developing is a network of people, the millions of people who listen to Coast to Coast. They are becoming our contributing reporters.
That's great.
Yep, it really is.
Because then you're supporting what you're really here to do, George, and what we're all really here to do is to create that reciprocal sense in the universe, to give back to that circle of life. That's exactly what's happening there, is you're getting feedback and you're bringing it to more people and then building on that and building on that. And it's the reason you were alive.
Yeah, little stories that might pop up in a small town that normally we wouldn't hear about for weeks. We get almost instantaneously now because somebody in that little town listens to Coast to Coast, and he sends me an email, and I look at all of them, and I see this thing, and I go, man, this is incredible. A guy who was buried in a casket, and they heard him scratching on the inside.
Huh? You know,
things like that.
They happen.
It's great. Yeah.
Now, you are going to be, I guess, embarking upon television now, which is very exciting.
We've got a special that's going to be on, and this is going to be interesting because here in Los Angeles, it's going to be on when I'm on my radio show.
Oh.
So what I'm asking people to do is to obviously listen to the radio show because that's my life, but also to move their television in so they can watch both and listen. But that's going to be on the Sci-Fi Network. The program's called Into the Unknown. It's a half-hour, unusual, paranormal, strange talk show with a tape before a live audience, and it'll be on June 13th at 11 p.m. Pacific time.
Okay. And then are people, if they want to comment on the or support you in any way, can they email you or the Sci-Fi Channel? Or
email the Sci-Fi Channel. They can go to sci-fi.com. And, you know, there's
great.
A little banner out there now. They're starting to promote the show.
Oh,
if
nice.
It's successful, Lisa, if it's successful, and success is ratings in our business,
right.
It's got a good possibility of being a regular scheduled program for them. And I'd love for that to happen.
Well, then we need to support you. We want to support your dreams because you have helped so many people in this, you know, country, world, actually. Isn't Coast to Coast a... Of course, it's on the Internet.
It's worldwide.
It is worldwide.
We're on more than nearly 500 radio stations, XM satellite, and also we stream link on the Internet. So, you know, there are many times I get calls from soldiers in Iraq or Afghanistan whose loved ones have bought them a nominal subscription to Streamlink, for example.
That's great.
And they're listening to the programs right off their computer. And it's just, it's kind of nice. And when I get an email from someone who is in a war zone, it really cuts to me really close.
Yes. Now, do you have the opportunity to be able to speak to those people ever?
I email them back.
You do.
And sometimes they've called. We do have an international line
where
people can call toll-free. And so, yes, I have gotten calls from people who are in the battle zone.
In light of that, and knowing that we're in this state in our country right now, and there's a certain amount of darkness and there's a certain amount of heat that's happening, and it has been happening for a long time in our country, how do you stay in that place of bringing the light in? I mean, you that is the name of your book, and it's just something that is sometimes such a juxtaposition, especially to hold that space on the airwaves.
You know, I went on the air, Lisa, several weeks ago when we had the tragedy in Virginia Tech when 30-some people were killed. And I was on the air for 7 hours.
Mm.
And my executives here, my bosses, said, how do you keep your composure? How do you not lose it? And I said, I can't lose it because we've got millions of people listening to this program who are counting on me to be the glue to get them through this miserable day we're having. And if I'm on the air ranting and screaming and out of control and falling apart, what do you think is going to happen to them?
Right.
They
right.
need to hear some stability. They need to hear, you know what, we're going to get through this tragedy. And no matter what it is, that's the voice they need to hear. And that's what I try to do every night.
Now, are you the same way off the air? Do you ever have, I said to a friend of mine the other day, if I did every single thing that I said on the Aware show, I'd pretty much implode, because you can't. I mean, you can't be all of that. It's great to report on this type of thing. But you in your life, how do you experience that? Do you continue to seek your own education, your own enlightenment, your own teaching? How does that work for George Norrie?
Well, I am the same way, off the air and on the air. My personality is generally the same. I surround myself with friends who really don't quiz me about the program a lot, because once you've done this show Monday through Friday for as much as we do, I mean, I'm in the office right now, and I'm going to be here, with the exception of a dinner break, straight until 2 or 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's a while, yes.
Yeah, it happens a lot. And, you know, I'm going to catch a plane tomorrow. I'm going to St. Louis to see my kids for a couple weeks. But I broadcast there, too. So there's no downtime for me. So when I go out with friends and people on weekends, you know, I don't need to talk about the world events. I don't need to talk about everything that happens on coast to coast. So I generally surround myself with people who just want to enjoy themselves and have a good time and, you know, enjoy Los Angeles or enjoy St. Louis.
But what is that? I mean, you know, we really never get to hear about that on Coast to Coast. What are your hobbies?
Now, I'm pretty private.
Art
lets the world know all about him, his tragedies and his life.
And who's about to have a baby?
Tomorrow?
Just did.
They did. It was a C-section and all is well.
Oh, good.
But I'm a little different. I mean, I tell people a little bit about my family and a lot about me professionally. But, you know, in terms of the personal life, there's some things people just don't want to know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's never been me. I want them to know me for me.
Well, you have quite an incredible story, George. I mean, you went from this one station in St. Louis, wasn't it?
Yep.
To 500 stations across the country, which is such an incredible bridge. And it takes you being who you are in order for that to happen. It doesn't just happen to anyone. People tried their whole lifetime for that to happen.
I was in the right place at the right time, but I also understand that there's this matrix, Lisa, out there in the universe. There's some force that allows us to tap into it and to let it take us to places that we've only dreamed about. I've been able to do that. I've done it all my life. I tried to illustrate it when we talked about my book months ago on your program,
mm-hmm.
Worker in the Light. It's real, and it includes trying not to be negative. I know that's difficult. I mean, even I, in circumstances, will get a call from one of my three kids who's got a problem, and you know, and you go, oh my God, I'm in Los Angeles, they're in St. Louis, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
But you have to be able to pull yourself out of it. And somehow, I stumbled into this network, this wireless network out there, and it has taken me to incredible places, journeys that I've dreamed about. And man, I'm not getting off the ride.
I
enjoy it. And my goal now is to bring other people along.
Mm.
And
how could people tap into that?
I don't know how I tap into it, but what I do know is that I believe in it. And I'm beginning to think that that has got to be the first step in order to get on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't believe on it, you know, if one of your listeners is saying, "All right, he'll never get there."
Right.
And he's right. For him, it doesn't exist. It's not real. But for someone else who believes it and just wants to keep pushing and being able to grow and to be enlightened and to be good with other people, things change. I mean, just an example, just coming into work, I didn't know if I was going to make it into my office on time.
I know.
So I had my cell phone to do your show, and I know how much you hate that. So I'm driving going, am I going to make this? And I let some little old lady in. You know what traffic is like in L.A.
Yeah.
Better than I do.
Uh-huh.
So I'm driving on Ventura, and some little old lady is trying to get in. Nobody will let her in. I stop and let her in. And you know what? I get up and I'm looking at my watch and I'm saying, you know what? I'm just not going to make it. There are too many cars. And the moment I said that, they somehow opened up the lane that was blocking everybody. And I was the first one there.
And here you are.
So I had a rabbit shot to get to my office. There was nobody in front. And I made it with minutes to spare. And I'm saying to myself,
life is good.
It's good.
Yes.
I helped this little old lady out. And look what happened to me.
Well, and look what's going to happen to you at the Sci-Fi Channel, June 13th. See why we want to support George Nourry? He's a good guy. You're one of the good guys, George.
Now I care about people.
Yes, you do.
So do you.
Yes, I do. So you can go to sci-fi.com, look for a place that you can email the network, let them know you want this to be a series. We want George, more of George Nourry, TV, radio, it's all about that. So that's the Sci-Fi Channel, June 13th, 11 p.m. It's called Into the Unknown. Thank you, George, for joining me again today.
Thanks, Lisa. And listen to me on the other station sometime.
The other station, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. weeknights. All right, take good care, and that is it for me this afternoon. While I'm committed to bringing you the clearest information possible, in the end, I always encourage you to listen to your own truth. Until next time, I invite you to stay aware.